What's up, y'all? You tuned in, to Queenside, yeah, with your host, who? Giselle, the queen, better know it. Hey, you're now rocking with Giselle the queen. Yeah. Got the wisdom of the elder, still connects with the team. Watch it keep the attention of everyone else in between. Needless to say, hey, she's doing a thing. Better believe it, baby.
She gon' make you feel love if you all alone. If you wanna ask a question, dial her up on the phone.
Okay.
All the men, they respect her, all the females dream to be a woman just like her. She's Giselle the queen.
Talk about it.
She's all about the community, and all she wants to do is see a little unity. She's trying to make a better world out there for you and me.
Okay.
And this is how I reply when they ask me, who is she?
Queenside.
Giselle.
Queenside.
The queen.
Queenside.
You're now rocking with the best, ha.
Queenside.
Giselle.
Queenside.
The queen.
Queenside.
Yeah. You're now rocking with the best, hey.
Hello, everybody. Hello, this is your girl, Giselle. Welcome to this week's edition of Queen Size with Giselle. Today is, what is today? Today is Thursday, May the 12th, 2016. Seems like the days and nights are running together for Queen. But I do thank you all for tuning in. Tonight we have a very special guest that's going to be coming on in a few minutes, Miss Blossom Rogers, and she talks about her 1 and 2 book, From Under a Bridge, her foundation that she's starting, her recovery chapters that she's starting in Alabama, as well as our musical guest, and we're going to be talking about bullying with children. Oh, my goodness, there's so many things that have occurred. Our hot topic tonight is about children that are being bullied and the role that it leads them to. If you don't recall, maybe a week or so ago, rest in peace, Amy. Amy was a young lady who was bullied in her school. She was in the bathroom, and several people, they berated her. They bullied her, and it got to the point where the young lady ended up dying because she was constantly harassed and put into a corner. You have to understand and know that these things are occurring more often than they should. A lot of times in our schools, I know growing up, a lot of, you know, everybody, they say everybody gets teased, everybody gets picked on, and that's just a part of nature. But is it really a part of nature, or is it just something that should not occur? And I'm going to have to say it just should not occur. You have to teach your children it's not okay to go to school and to harass other children. It's not okay for your children to go to school and beat up the little kid and take their money. That's not okay. There's nothing okay about that. There was once upon a time that we could be able to control this. Now, what has happened in our society? Well, it has gotten so out of control that it's no longer called teasing anymore. It's no longer called picking on the child anymore. It is bullying. It is harassment. It's often leading to death. Why is this occurring? So what we're going to do is, you know, we have a power hour. We got to get it in. We're going to go ahead and bring on Blossom Rogers. We're going to bring her on, and we're going to talk about this hot topic and talk about where this leads our children. Blossom, welcome to Queenside.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
I am.
Well, God be the glory.
Yes,
it's good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It I'm very, very fortunate and very blessed to have you here tonight. Now, Hot Topic Blossom is going to, we're talking about bullying in our schools and the role that bullying leads these children down. How, when you were growing up, were you ever exposed to bullying or were you ever teased or anything like that in school?
Girl, yeah, I was a small one, not the bunch, so, you know, I always got beat up a lot coming up. When somebody said they was going to beat me up, I would ask the teacher, could I go to the bathroom before school turned out, and I would run all the way home. But it's not like how it used to be when I was coming up. You know, we fought as kids, but about an hour later, we was back friends. It's not like how it is now, you know. And then you have to realize, too, that's the trick of the enemy. When you have to go with, that's with anybody. If somebody's trying to make somebody look belittled, they just try to make themselves look big, you know. So that's what it is.
Right.
And then it also starts at home, too. You know what I'm saying? You don't
right.
know what the person or the child is going through at home. So if they don't have any control at home, when they come on the outside, if the first person they can find that they can get over on, they're going to take it out on them. It's not really that they're a bully person. They just don't want, they're getting beat up probably at home. You know what I'm saying? Like with me,
right.
coming up, you know, being molested, you know, we couldn't talk about that kind of stuff coming up. You know what I'm saying? So that's what was happening at home for me. So instead of me coming out the house and bullying people, I want to make people laugh because I felt if I made you laugh, you'll like me and you'll want to be around me. Now it's, if they're going through something at home, they want to come out and beat up on the next person instead of the actual person that's actually doing this stuff to them. I think that's what's really going on.
That's a profound statement that you're making.
Yeah.
I am just floored at how many cases that have occurred with children are they're being killed. You know,
right.
I mean, I didn't experience firsthand being bullied in school, and I wasn't a bully. I was normally the one that said, hey, you're not going to pick on that, leave that person alone. You're not going to do that. And I have seen, you know, people tried, of course, to try to tease me or try to, you know, pick out some flaw that I have and try to tease
right.
me or whatever. And but I never would let it get to me to the point where, you know, I would turn to something else. I see a lot of children, you see cases where they turn to drugs and alcohol
right.
as an outlet
right.
because they have no one to talk to. They have nothing to, you know, relate to because their peers have pretty much ousted them outside. So now they go through a period of depression. They turn
right.
to drugs and alcohol, and they go through this imbalance in their life thinking that this is the way it should go. And then we have the sector of children that come back and they want to shoot up the schools, they want to kill, they want to do all these things because, like you said, they are upset at the wrong person.
Right, yeah. It's something going on at home. And, you know, when I was coming up, if you did something in the street, the next-door neighbor used to beat the brakes off of you. Then your grandmama came from across town to beat you. Then when mama came home, you got beaten. You'd be like, how many beatings do I have to give? But nowadays, if
right.
you hit somebody's child, you're going to have to fight the whole family, across town, west town, I mean, from city to city. So it's a different generation that's coming up, you know what I'm saying? So, but it all starts at home. You know, a lot of them don't have fathers there, so the mother got to work double to make sure that the kids are being taken care of. So it's the kids raising the kids, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
then you're having babies. So it's a new generation, you know what I'm saying? So it takes people like how you're talking about the subject. Keep it known. Don't sugarcoat it or try to brush it up under the rug. Talk about it, you know what I'm saying? Like with me, if I could have talked about my molestation, I probably wouldn't have went down the road that I did. But, you know, we just as sick as our secret. So it's a blessing that you're being able to talk about this today, and I pray that it reaches somebody and touches somebody's heart tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, with these things that are occurring at school, because they occur 99% of the time at school. Now, when they're in the neighborhoods, of course, the children are at times, their home is the safe haven because they can go inside and not worry about it. So what is the responsibility that you think that teachers or educators have to these children that are being bullied? Because I personally don't think that it just starts one day and nobody really notices it, and then the next day it's you know, this big thing that comes out. I think it's something that's long term. So what do you think is their responsibility?
One thing is with anything in life, whatever we choose to do in life for our work, we have to know that we got to love it because we'll put our heart into it. These teachers are overworked and underpaid. And then they got to come in here and deal with these children that want to talk back to them, spit at them. Some of them you're scared of because, you know what I'm saying, because they know the reputation that that child has. Myself, coming from Miami, you know, they have the security guards and all that, but they still have violence going on in school. It's, like I said, it starts from at home. You know, people
right.
think that everything is cute that a child does, you know, when they can dance real good and all that kind of, that's not cute because when they get up to a certain size, they're going to embarrass you. That's why they got so much problems going on in the schools today. You know, so it starts right back at home. It starts back at home. So when you take, I know when my mom took us out somewhere, we knew not to touch nothing. We knew not to beg for nothing. Yes. We knew not to look in nobody's mouth while they're talking. You know what I'm saying? Even though I went through what I went through with the molestation and everything, but I also was taught whatever happens in the house stays in the house. So if the upbringing in the household is defuncting, everything else is. If Adam and Eve family was messed up, everybody else's own family is going to be messed up. So it just starts back. And then everybody's not on the same level. I don't care how old we might be, but mentally, everybody's not on the same level. I've seen some 50-year-old that act like they 12, and I've seen some 12 act like they 50. So it just goes by the mentality, you know what I'm saying? Because now you got children raising children, you know what I'm saying? So,
that's,
it's all back at home.
If you could
but
see
if the
one
teachers,
thing. Go ahead.
If the teachers could have more backup, because half of them are scared of the kids. You know, you look at some of the children that come in there with the pants hanging down and they cussing and all that kind of stuff. They're about scared. They just want to let them go through lunch. I mean, ring the bell, let them go through lunch, go through rec, and then go home. They want to make sure they get home safe to their family. So, like I said, the teachers can only do so much. Because if you call and say, Miss Wilson, Junior did such and such, such, Miss Wilson probably going to cuss you out and say Junior didn't do it. So, you know, you got a lot of that stuff going on,
right.
too.
Right. That is true. A lot of people do live in denial that their children are the cause of certain situations. Now, if you could see one thing come back to the school systems to help prevent this bullying, what would it be?
Putting prayer back in schools. I mean, we had to, say the Pledge of Allegiance, and we had to pray in school. You know what I'm saying? Everybody stood up. Our blind cripple of crazy, you stood up and said the Pledge of Allegiance, and you prayed. But like I said, the times have changed. And it just all goes back to what's going on at home. Because like I said, with me going through the molestation at home, by me keeping that dark secret, I lashed out at times, but I knew not to do it too much. Because my mom and my grandma didn't play the radio. They would just take the top of your head off and put some sense in there and flip the head back on. But it, like I said, if you got a secret that you're holding on, you want to lash out to somebody. And I lashed out to I got pregnant at an early age, thinking that God was going to take me away from it. When that didn't work, then I got married at an early age, you know, just trying to fit in somewhere. And you got to, that's what a lot of problems come on too, because people want to fit in. It's just not with kids, it's adults too. You know what I'm saying? You want to fit in.
Right.
You don't want to be the outcast. So, like I said, then when it came to the drugs and alcohol, that helped me to forget about everything I had went through when I was in my mama's house, you know. So, but until you deal with the root, like I tell a lot of people, we don't get high and drunk for no reason. It's always a root to an issue. And so just like with the anger, it's a root to why them kids come out and act the way they do. You know what I'm saying?
That is so good. Everybody, you're listening to Blossom Rogers. Yes, and if you're listening, the number is 347-202-0389. Press the number 1 to come into the castle and talk to Miss Blossom about her story. I'm going to end up the hot topic. The hot topic today, y'all, was children bullying. If your child is one of the ones out there bullying people, then you need to get that in check, because one or two things are going to happen. Either somebody's going to lash out at your child, or your child's going to lash out at somebody. And either way, it's not going to be a good situation for you or your child. Nobody deserves to be picked on. Nobody deserves to be teased. Nobody deserves to be ousted. If we are supposed to grow in love and peace, then that's what we need to do. Everybody needs to learn to get along, because at the end of the day, we all need each other. We are interdependent, not independent, but interdependent, meaning that we depend on each other in order to survive in this world. You cannot survive in this world by yourself. So it's very important that everyone from children on up, learn to get along. We're going to go to our first musical break. Y'all, this is going to be like a really, 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 really good one right here. This is some new music straight from Arkansas. I'm really, really feeling Lil Rock. This is Divided States of America. This is by The Realest YK featuring Brother Mac and Jay. It is dope. It is real. It is everything that I look for. Y'all know Queen got all the music. I got the ball. So, Sadie, let it go.
This is the division. Muslim versus Christian. Science versus religion. Education versus ignorance. Too stubborn to set aside our differences. Fathers against sons. Daughters against moms. Black against white. Wrong against right. With love out of the picture. Compromise is out of sight. Only thing left is death versus life. Dear Lord, I finally get it now. I was stubborn as hell and I admit it now. I was blinded by the money and the skirts, not knowing that I could have it all if I put you first, for real. No, I'm not perfect. To tell the truth, I don't know if I'm worth it. 3 decades trying to figure my purpose. Thought I had friends, found out I had serpents. But we got bigger problems. Look at this country falling. Look how they did my brothers and sisters down in New Orleans. Chicago's getting worse. They blame it on our color. One man come up as all the reason to kill each other. They put us on assistance and placed us in them fences. Made every zone gun free until we're all defenseless. Money make a man deny his own heritage. It's embarrassing to divide States of America.
People dying every day. Children lost and have no way. I pray to God that you're still with me. And when it storms, you'll never leave. I need you now, my brother, now. Cause brother, now I'm losing hope. And I don't wanna lose my focus. Believing that you had to go and die for nothing.
If you're living in prison, you ain't living at all. What is freedom if you live within walls? What's success if you ain't give it your all? Or even willing to fall? Imagine if Michael Jordan never picked up a ball. Nah, my people, we always wish more, want more. But our grandparents' generation always fought more. For liberty and justice, that's what they sought for. Everybody claim they a soldier, but they don't want war. The government don't like to see our families living right. Turned us against each other, started with women's rights. Ain't nothing wrong with independence, I ain't knocking that. But when you tell me you don't need a man, I ain't jocking that. And they'll give our baby mama's handouts, pay the rent, feed the kids if they kick the man out. Cuss each other out while the neighbors stare at us. It's embarrassing, the divided States of America.
People dying every day. Children lost and have no way. I pray to God that you're still with me. And when it storms, you'll never leave. I need you now.
precarious. Cross on my back cause I'm willing to carry it. Don't need a horse, I pull my own chariot. I love this hip hop, but I'm not willing to marry it. Ain't nothing wrong with stunting, but do you give back? Do you neglect to help the children where you live at? Do you teach them drugs or send them to the pen? Or hanging with known fellas can get you 100 years? Huh. The lawmakers laugh at us cause we drop out of school soon as we learn mathematics. We just wanna count, should be counting our blessings. Cause soon as the days are counted, they gon' count it with weapons. And the kids are so lost trying to be us. Nobody's bragging education, we brag about re-ups. Sad to say, but I'm one of the guilty characters. And it's embarrassing, the divided states of America.
People dying every day, children lost and have no way. I pray to God that you're still with me. And when it storms, you'll never leave.
Welcome back, y'all. Yes, who has the realest music? Nobody but Queen. Nobody but Queen is going to get the vault because you know what? I go out, talk to the artists talk to me. They love Queen, and Queen is going to do it the best. Soon, we're going to have an artist showcase right here on Queen Stuff with Giselle. We're going to show everybody how it's really supposed to be done. That was Divided States of America, the realest YK, featuring Brother Matt and Jay. That's straight out of Little Rock, Arkansas. When I say that was some dope music, that was some dope music right there. Tonight we have the very amazing, very talented, insightful Miss Blossom Rogers.
Girl, what you talking about?
We're going to get down to the nitty-gritty with Ms. Blossom. We're going to find out who she is, why she's here, and what she's doing in the castle tonight. So, Blossom, from under a bridge, tell everybody what that is and how you got there going.
Well, I give God all the glory because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be sitting here. But for 19 years, I smoked crack cocaine. My habit was $600 to $700 a day. I tell everybody, it's by the grace of God that I'm not in a nursing home, I'm not dead, and I'm not back in prison. If it's God's will, next month on the 4th, I'll have 12 years clean. So if they ever look at my pictures on Facebook, that's what my dreads represent. I haven't smoked no crack, drunk no beer, or combed my hair in almost 12 years.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That is amazing. Congratulations.
Because I tell everybody, I liked it, smoking crack. I just didn't like the consequences that came with it. And it's always... And I want to the listeners to listen. If you have a family member that's on drugs or if it's something that you're going through, it's always a root to why we get high. You can live in the most prettiest house on the street, but if you got this big tree in your yard and every time you drive up that driveway, you always see the branches and the leaves in the yard, it makes the house look ugly. But if you get to the root of that tree and cut it down, then you'll have the most prettiest house. You're going to still have your problems, but you won't have all that debris in your yard. And my root was being molested. You know, like I said, I just turned 50 years young in January, and we couldn't talk about that kind of stuff coming up. My stepfather, and to this day, I don't know, and we have to, God has taught me how to give his secret back to him because I told it his secret for 19 years. And then God has taught me how to forgive because something had to have happened in order for him to inflict that on me because you just don't lay down at night and wake up and say, I want to molest a child. So that's the way that God has taught me to, so that I'll be able to live because 19 years is a long time out there. So book one, that's what that talks about, the molestation, my getting pregnant at an early age. I'm the mother of three sons, 33, 30, 29, and I have 12 grandbabies. So when I go to Florida, I go and play grandmama, and I come on back to Alabama. That's when I moved here from North Miami 8 years ago. And when I moved here to Tuscaloosa, I was married. But, you know, we got a divorce due to love. And people say love. I said, yeah, because he loved talking to other women and brought another woman in my house. But by the grace of God, I didn't get high behind it because I used to get high if a bird got hit. And with us addicts, we have to make sure that we stay maintained. We have to keep a positive thought at all times because we're going to have issues, but we don't have to get high behind it. I tell my story in book one to help somebody else because somebody's going through what I went through. You know, God just didn't bring me out just to be bringing me out. We're going to be accountable if we didn't help somebody else on down the line. You know, you have so many people say, well, I made it out. They got to get out on their own. But my burning desire is to help as many people as I can because somebody helped me. So book two, that tells you how I went to prison, mental institution, jails, rehab after rehab. My prison number is 589931. I have that number for the rest of my life. It's just not a functioning number. And I just tell my story. I don't cuss or nothing like that. The way you hear me talk is the way the book reads because, you know, you have so many people that try to get so high-minded, you know, and so above. But you got to remember you're going to have to reach people on the level that they are on. So like I said earlier, when I was going through them things in my house, I didn't come out of the house bullying people. I came out of the house making people laugh because I felt if you make people laugh, they'll want to stay around you. I just, like I said, I just want to fit in. I want to feel love. And I have to be careful of that to this day because sometimes you could be in a crowd and you don't feel like you fit in. So remember, God don't want us to fit in with everybody because when he rises us up, he don't want nobody to take credit for it. So I'm learning.
Wait a minute. You just spoke to my spirit right there. Let me tell you, you really just spoke to my spirit.
I'm telling you.
It's not
me. That's right. We want to fit in so bad with this crowd and that crowd and hang out with this person and all that person. But we have to, and I'm saying we because I'm preaching to myself too, because when God has an assignment on our life, we can't hang out with everybody. You know what I'm saying? And I'm finding that out each and every day because, you know, you'd be like, okay, well, this person trying to do this. Let's see if we could tag team and move something. But one thing, when I was out there in the streets, I hate to be around people who saying they fitting to do something. I despise that because life too short to be talking about I'm fitting to do this, I'm fitting to do that. So either you're going to barbecue a meal doing. What I mean by that, well, you know, when you barbecue, you're putting something, some coal and something on the grill, and you're going to put some meat and y'all going to eat. You know what I'm saying? But is this a thing? But I'm saying to the listeners and I'm saying to myself, we have to be careful who we trying to twine up with because God don't want us to be with each and everybody because you know and I know some people, when they do something for you, they talk about, well, if it weren't for me, she wouldn't have this or she wouldn't have that. So that's why he doesn't want us. He don't want the eagles with the chickens.
Yeah, you're going to give me credit for it. Yeah, let me tell you, you're really speaking to me right now. You're really talking to me right now because goodness gracious, as human beings, all we want is to be loved.
Yeah, that's it. And that's it that comes with in my book I talk about God has been using me really, really strong to speak about one issue that he delivered me from because by me having my childhood snatched from me or having that fatherly love snatched from me because I see on TV how the little girl sitting in the dad's lap and she's talking to dad. Well, my first thought is get out his lap because he's going to touch you. So that was snatched from me as a child. So you want people to embrace you, and God had to deliver me from the homosexual spirit because I had been molested and beat by so many men that I thought going with a woman was better, you know. But he has me speaking now to let people know we're not born like that. You know, the world is trying to tell us you're born like that. That's not true. That's a choice of life that we choose to live. And because that woman was able to, I thought, to give me what I needed at the time, that's why I felt in love with her the way I did. But it was God that had to take that from me. You know what I'm saying? Because it, there we go. We want to try to fit in with everybody and everything. When I seen it going on, I thought, okay, well, this is natural. Everybody looks so happy, but everybody's not happy. You know what I'm saying? We know how to put on good makeup and lipstick and everything, but hurting deep down inside. Once we fix the inside, you can look, I don't know what, on the outside, but if your inside is happy, that's all that matters, and that's the way I'm trying to get. You know what I'm saying? I'm not perfect.
Right.
God knows none I'm not.
None of us
but,
are. None of us are that. Yeah.
But
right.
Just knowing that, because, like I said, for 19 years, I smoked crack. But look at God. God has blessed me where my third book just came out 2 weeks ago, and the title of that one is called And They Laugh. Because we got so many people that laugh at us when we're going through something, you know what I'm saying? I remember when I was out in the streets and how they double-teamed me, and the people, one was beating me in the back, one kicked me and one spit on me, and I remember seeing the people when they was laughing at me, you know what I'm saying? Or when I went through this divorce, you know, since I've been here, how people laugh. But look at God. I mean, back in the days, I would have sold your TV and my TV and everybody else's TV. But look at God. God has blessed me. I have my own TV talk show now. You know, that ain't nobody but God. But
exactly.
That means sometimes you're going to have to stand out by yourself. Everybody's not going to be. Queen, everybody's not happy that you got a radio station and you got so many listeners. But everybody's not happy.
Honey,
but,
I could tell you, I can name a few. I could that pretend to love Queen and pretend to be there for me. But then when things get difficult and things get hard, then you stand
you'll
by
know
yourself.
Them. Yeah. So like I said, it is a blessing to be. And the more God uses me to talk, the more healing it is. It's nothing good. It's not. I mean, just to be able to talk. And we have to be careful who we talking to because everybody ain't on our side, like you know what I'm saying. So, but he'll show you. And the sad part is sometimes when he show us stuff, we be like, "No, I ain't see that. No, I ain't see that." But my grandmama said, "You keep letting that puppy lick you, eventually it's gonna bite you." So we got to we got to straighten up and do something right. But like I said, you know, with the 19 years, and then like I said, when I try to get clean and sober for my kids. For my mom, for my church, and I tell everybody, I was an unfit mother. I didn't sexually abuse them, I didn't physically abuse them, but mentally I put my boys through a lot. But by the grace of God, when God gave me a year clean, I was able to call each one of my soldiers. I call them my soldiers, and I apologize for everything I had said and done. You know what I'm saying? Because them boys didn't want to hear or see their mama out there in the street. So now when I go around my children, they're glad to see me. They let me stay in their house because I wasn't fit to be trusted, you know. And how I ended up up under the bridge being nasty to people. Whatever we sow, we shall reap it. And I was a nasty drunk. I was a nasty crackhead. I didn't because I was scared of them, but that was just a yes. I was on crack was so bad. If the dope boy would have said sleep with Laffy, I would have slept with Laffy. You know, you have a lot of people talking about, oh, I didn't do it that bad. Yes, I was out there. If you looked up in the dictionary, it said crackhead. They had my name in my picture. That's how bad I was on it. But nobody, and I think I was trying to defend and prove. And I think we get caught up in that too a lot, trying to defend and prove stuff to people. But for 19 years, I tried to defend and prove, and nobody still didn't believe me. They still said that I was lying. They said it was my fault. You know what I'm saying? So that just made me go and get higher and higher. And we chasing that high that we'll never get again. Just like our very first love, we be trying to put a piece of Bubba, a piece of Leroy, a piece of Steve, and then we'll end up with a Frankenstein trying to create that very first love. And that's what we'd be chasing, is that very first call. So I went to prison, and My brother died while I was in prison, and I'm speaking to anybody who's been locked up and lost loved ones. Don't allow that grieving spirit to take over, because that took over. I grieved my brother years and years after he had died, you know. Like I said, I just had to. And if you don't want it for yourself, you're not going to do it for nobody else. You know what I'm saying? I do it for Blossom now. I do it because I like to look in the mirror at somebody. I looked in the mirror back in the days, and I was looking at, I couldn't even recognize myself. In book two, I have pictures of myself when I was on crack and had got arrested. One of my partners back home, she worked as a correction officer, so she was able to get pictures of me. And I post them on Facebook just to remind myself of, this is where God brought me from. I actually have a shirt, shoes, and a pocketbook the night that God called me at that crack house. Almost 12 years ago, I was sitting there smoking crack, and you know, we try to serve two masters, and you can't do it. And I was sitting in Daytona Beach, Florida, and I had a piece of paper in my purse and a pencil, and I started writing God a letter. Now, I still was smoking crack, and people were like, how could you do that and write God? One thing, I don't care what we're doing, God is still master over everything. So,
right.
And I had $200 worth of crack. I wouldn't have been sold with no $200 worth of crack. And I'm just telling you the truth. So I would take a hit and write God, take a hit. And then the girl's house that I was in, I said, when you see me again, I'll be clean and sober. Unfortunately, she died, so she didn't get to be clean. But I remember writing that letter to God and just saying how tired I was. And you know how you could be so sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's just like with a relationship. You've been in a relationship where you know it's not going away. It might take you some time to get out of it, but eventually we pray to God to come out of it. And that night, that last word I put on that piece of paper, I put that stem down, put the purse on my shoulder, and I walked out of that crack house, and I checked myself into a mental hospital, and I told them, I said, y'all don't let me go until you find me somewhere. And they found me a place down in Miami, and we have to change our people, places, and things, not just for drugs, but when God is trying to elevate you, you can't hang, the eagles can't hang around with the chickens, you know what I'm saying? So you got to change your environment. And we try to bring everybody with us. That's what happened with Abraham, with Lot. He wasn't supposed to take Lot with him. Every time he turned around, there was a lot of problems going on. Sometimes we're going to just have to let people fall to the wayside. It's not that we're being mean. If they can't push you to your destiny, don't let them pull you from your destiny. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I'm perfect. I still, God still got a lot more work to do with me. I'm not perfect, but the God I serve is perfect. And it's two things that I'm scared of. I'll fight morning, noon, and night. But two things, to die and have never lived and to ever be homeless again. Them are two things. So that's why I don't, I have some friends that can, you know, drink and put it down. I'm an alcoholic. If I drink a wine cooler, that's going to lead me to beer, then it's going to lead me to crack cocaine, and then I'm not going to fulfill my destiny. So we know what we can and we can't do. You know what I'm saying? We know who's good for us and who's not. And I'm just reaching out and telling somebody, just stand still and know who God is. Know that God got a plan for your life. We all have a purpose. We all have a gift. Your gift might be different from mine. Find out what you are good at. I like to laugh. I like to talk. So when God blessed me I'm a motivational speaker. So I always let people know two things. I'm going to pray first, and I'm going to let you know it's okay to laugh, because I know you're laughing with me and not at me. So when you know what size shoe you can wear, nobody else can't come and tell you to put on size 11, and you know you wear size 8. You know that you know that you know. And that's why I like your personality from day one when I met you that day. You're a very confident woman. You walked in that room with your head back and your shoulders square, and you knew you were somebody. And that's the kind of attitude that people are supposed to have. So I give you your flowers while you're alive. I'm very proud of you. And don't you let nobody stop you from doing what God has called you to do.
Thank you so much, y'all. If y'all listening to Blossom Rogers,
The number is 347-202-0389. We're going to go ahead and take a music break. We're going to have Coney. This is one of a very special piece that he put together about domestic violence and things that are occurring in the world. So this is Marconi Coney out of New Jersey. So, Betty, let's hear what he talk about.
We all bleed through the same thing. Let's stop the domestic violence, man. No more harm. No more harm. Now tell me, why do you say you love me?
Why do you, why?
1 minute you're here and the next minute you're walking out calling me ugly. Now tell me, why do you tell me that you hate my weight?
Why?
And every time that we go out, you tell me that I don't have to finish everything that's on my plate. But it's you that I choose. Through all the emotional and verbal abuse. See, from day one I knew you was abusive. From the first moment that we got into it, look. And our arguments turn into fights. A couple wrongs can never be right. Cause I fall asleep with tears falling down my eyes each night, look. Because I know it's you that I love despite the scars that you leave on my arm. Even though I know by staying with you I leave myself in this loving heart. See, but I know we'll get through this storm. Because look, we face bigger storms. And we've been into this for too long. Look, now tell me, please love me. Please love me. Ay, ay, hold me down. Hold me down. Hold me down. Hold me down. This time around. This time around. This time around. Can you hold me down? Ay, hold me down. He wraps both hands around her neck. She slowly turns red. He's been drinking. He's barely thinking. She thinks that she's slowly sinking. Look, a couple minutes later, the grips get tighter. She dies. There's no more life on her inside. Nobody knows the hows and when, so they call it suicide. The pressure of this love got the best of her. Only inside you can see what she really hides. And she just hopes that she hold me down. Down, hold me down, hold me down, hold me down when no one's around. Just hey, hold me down, 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 hold me down. Ay, 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 ay. We all bleed through the same thing, man. I just pray that we all heal. Just know that somebody's out there praying for your emotional, your physical, and your spiritual healing. Hey, hold me down. Hey, hold me down. 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 Hey, hey, would you? Hey, hold me down. Down, 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 down. Hey.
Welcome back, everybody, to Queen Size with Giselle. That was Coney straight out of New Jersey, y'all. That was his domestic violence piece. Check him out on 97.1 FM in the New Jersey area. He is really expounding, so I'm really glad to have him on Queen Size. He's actually been on 3 shows with me, so wherever I go, he goes with me. We have the amazing Blossom Rogers on the line with us. She's telling us her story. Blossom, you pulled out some tears out of me 2 years ago.
You know what? It's a blessing, you know, because, you know, we don't realize people going through something, you know what I'm saying? And everybody trying to pick at this person. If a kind word or a smile, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, God bless me. I had the talk show. And then on this side, I had the divorce. And then God bless you, you know, he's opened up where I'm doing this speaking. And I just went through a situation where my house is gone. But God bless it with another place to stay today, you know. And I'm sharing my testimony to let people know we all going through something, but we don't have to be negative about it. My house, my very first house that I bought, was buying since I came into recovery, it's going to foreclosure. But I know God got something better for me, and I didn't go get high behind it. Because, girl, I used to get high, but Bird got hit. Let's go get high. But today, to go back up under that bridge, God brought me from under the bridge to drive over the bridge to my dreams. You know, and God just blessed me where I got a movie deal offer, you know, and that's a blessing. Who would have thought 12 years ago when I was up under that bridge, I mean, in that backseat of that car, that God would use my life and then they're going to make a movie out of it. That's nobody but God. So I'm just going to
tell
people
us
just
about the movie. Tell us about the movie. Like, when can we expect to see it?
Baby. God is good. Elijah Wells Films out of Miami is doing the movie. It's from the book 1 and 2. So June the 24th, we'll be leaving to go back down to Miami. We'll start open casting for the movie. And they told me, they said, Bossman, you going to play your part? I was like, well, yeah, you know, I had a big chest. I said, yeah. They said, well, you know, you got to audition. I was like, well, who can play Blossom better than I can? But God be his glory, we got a couple of friends going to be trying out for the part. But they did tell me that at the end of the movie, I can come on. So I said, okay, well, God be the glory. But From Under a Bridge is being made to a movie. And like, you know, there ain't nobody but God who did that. So, with the talk show, it comes on every Saturday night out of Tupelo, Mississippi, WEPH, Channel 49. It comes on at 10:30. And it's a show where God has allowed me to bring people on that's been through something and sharing their testimony. You know, because you have some of them talking about making it seem like they're doing so well because they got all these name brands, this and they name brand that, but they're hurting inside. We got a lot of people that are hurting. I don't care if you just walk up to somebody and say, oh, girl, and I don't know what the problem is. Like I said, when I met you, and I called Lil Mom, when y'all walked into that place that Saturday, I said, look, now them girls know who they are. And it's nothing wrong with telling another female you look good. It's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's not going to take nothing from you to give somebody their props. It's not. You know, you got so much of jealousy going on. But I just want to say it again. I am so proud of you and Lil Mama. I call Lil Mama. Y'all continue to keep on pressing because the blessing is in the pressing. And hold your head up high because God got so much in store for y'all. Because y'all know who y'all are and who y'all belong to. Y'all know God is first. And you don't, the way y'all walked in, and I'm not trying to put you on a pedestal or nothing, but I seen the confidence in y'all. You know what I'm saying? You wasn't slumped over or looking crazy or rolling your eyes at nobody. Y'all went now from table to table introducing yourself. And that's a strong-minded person. So, like I said, I learned from y'all that day, and I'm learning from you tonight that, you know, you can do and you can be whatever God said you can, because we don't have so many people tell us we couldn't do this or can't do that. If I would have listened to people 6 years ago when they was telling me don't do the book, girl, don't, they're gonna laugh about you. But if I'd have listened to them people 6 years ago, I wouldn't be sitting here with a movie deal. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you have to be careful who's whispering in your ear. Is it good or is it bad? You know what I'm saying? So I'm just encouraging all the listeners, just stand still and know who God is. And whatever your desire is, the heart, God will give it to you. I wouldn't care if you're the best eyebrow drawer. Be the best at that. Don't try to fit somebody else's talent, because it's not going to work. Like with David and Saul, he tried to put on Saul's suit, but it was all awkward and everything. I can't do what you can do, Jazz, and you can't do what I can do, but we can do something together. You know what I'm saying? So That's what it's about. Just loving one another. Like you say, love one another.
That's right. If you had, for our last little closing piece, Blossom, if you had anything to say to somebody that is right now, they're at that point where you are and they're listening to this, what would you say to them? Talk to them right now for the next 2 minutes. Talk to them and tell them what you want them to know because you've been where they are.
Don't give up dreaming. God blesses me to close the show out with Jeremiah 29:11. It don't matter what it's how it started. It matters how it ends. And like with me, that night in that crack house, get your piece of paper, a pencil, start writing God a love letter. Write yourself a love letter. Because first, if you don't love you, nobody else is not going to love you. And just continue to keep, if God delivered me from smoking crack, $600 a day, and today I like to, today he's teaching me how to pay bills, he could do the same thing with you. Don't let nobody stop you from dreaming. Everybody got some kind of dream, and they can come true.
Thank you so much for coming on Queen Size with Giselle. You are welcome anytime. You tell me all the time you're so proud of me, but I am so inspired and so proud of you. Thank you,
God be the
Blossom,
Lord.
For being on.
Amen.
Y'all, that was Blossom Rogers, straight right here in Alabama. Right here, encouraging people to get their lives together. Before we close, this was like the hardest show for me to do tonight. I don't think I've had a show harder than this one for me to try to hold it in the road. So I'm going to end on this note. I'm going to speak from my heart. When you have people in your life that you say that you love and that you care about, and they are going through something, like if it's a drug addiction, alcohol, some sort of mental breakdown, mental lapse, you have got to know that they're going to be off a lot. They're going to be really out of their mind. They really are going to do things that are not like them. They're going to do things that are vile and unsavory. They're going to do things that's going to hurt you. But the love that you have inside of you should be so much that it should never be a point turn them away, because when you turn them away, you may be turning them away to something that may kill them, not just physically kill them, but mentally and spiritually kill them. It is very difficult to go through a situation where you have someone that is taking you all the way down through there. That's a hard thing to go through, because I've been on both sides of that coin. But you have to find balance, and you have to find a medium where you're able to exude that love that you have in you. You have to find it from some place, and you have to show that person that, hey, I'm still here for you, I still care for you, and I'm not going to just leave you alone. This is a very, very lonely road that we lead on this thing called industry, entertainment. It is a very lonely road. And when I say that this has been the most difficult show for me to do, it really has, because there's a lot that's occurring. There's a lot of success that is in the balance. There are a lot of people that are being removed. And there are a lot of people being added at the same time. I do want to make the announcement of my new family, Hot Talk Radio. I am employed by them as of tonight. I got my approval letter, all of that. I am super excited to be working with the YET program. Shout out to Trapper John.
Shout out to Queen Venus. Shout out to everybody at Hot Talk Radio. I'm still going to be here on the spot doing my thing here because y'all are my family too. But, you know, it's just so much room for growth. There's so many things to be doing. This weekend, if you're in Atlanta, make sure that you hit me up, inbox me, Giselle, Queen Size Barbie. Snapchat me, I am 2 Queen. Instagram me, I am 2 Queen. That's I am the number 2 Queen. I will be in Atlanta this weekend. The formation is going down. Ball shoot. Your girl's going to be on B Magazine. I have so many things ahead. We're going to start shooting Real TV. That TV show is going to start. We're going to start doing like the preview shooting and stuff like that this Sunday. So if you're in Atlanta, make sure you hit me up. I'm going to be connecting with a few people. Shout out to KP. I love you, baby, because you never have left me. You've always been there for me, and I'm always be there for you. it's like so many projects, so many things going on. But that spot, y'all, I'm here. I'm here to stay. We're going to add on to the millions. Queen going to bring some more and some more and some more and some more. But y'all check me out on other venues and other things I got going on. Tonight's been pretty smooth. Tonight's been smooth, y'all. You know, I've been transitioning from that 2 to that 1 hour. So I think I've been doing pretty good. Shout out to Cindy J. Appreciate you for everything you have done for me. And things that you continue to do. Our work relationship is absolutely amazing and awesome. We work good together. I appreciate you so much. We got so much more work to do. Y'all, any women in radio, if you're out there, hit me up because I got a special show. My birthday's at the end of the month, and I don't know what I'm going to be doing. Most likely I'll be in Atlanta. Because I got some friends that got some stuff they want to do for me, but I don't know what I'm going to be doing, but I do want to get this show in before my birthday, which is Memorial Day, actually on Memorial Day. I want to get that in, and I want you guys to, you know, check me out, follow me, keep sending me the music. Y'all, the artists love me. We are going to do an artist showcase right here on Queenside with Giselle. Not only are we going to do it here, we're going to do it some other places, too, because I need to really show you how the showcase is supposed to be done. I need to show you real artists, independent artists, artists that have music, that have something to say. It's so many artists that have hit me up. I go out, I network, I talk, I travel, I go from state to state. Tonight, you just heard 2 phenomenal artists. Every show, we have good artists on our show. We don't have no bad music. Queen don't play bad music. We have something, a little something for everybody, but we're going to show y'all how it's supposed to be done out there. So artists that's already in my box, I already got you in the vault. I got like over 100 songs. I'm just sending them steady one at a time. Every week it's something different. You never hear the same thing on our show. You never will, because it's so much rotation, it's so much love that I'm being given out there in the streets, and I appreciate you from the streets to the corporate office. Everybody, they are on the Queen Size with Giselle, and I'm going to continue to love you all, Houston. So, having said that, either you're going to join the movement or you're going to watch the parade. It's a hostile takeover coming in your city. Good night, y'all.
What's up, y'all? You tuned in to Queenside, yeah, with your host,
who?
Giselle, the queen, better know it. Hey, you're now rocking with Giselle the queen. You got the wisdom of the elder, still connect with the team. Watch it keep the attention of everyone else in between. Needless to say, hey, she's doing a thing. Better believe it, baby.
She's gonna make you feel loved if you all alone. If you wanna ask a question, dial her up on the phone.
Okay.
All the men, they respect her. All the females dream to be a woman just like her. She's Giselle the queen.
Talk about it.
She's all about the community, and all she wants to do is see a little unity. She's trying to make a better world out there for you and me.
Okay.
And this is how I reply when they ask me, who is she?
Queen Size.
Giselle.
Queen Size.
The queen.
Queen
You're now rocking with the best, ha.
Queen,
the queen.
Queen,
yeah, yeah. You're now rocking with the best, hey.